Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have Dr. Trevor Putnam, our Associate Superintendent. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Busy times, but
yes.
Hey, he's going to talk about something really exciting today for our community and our kids, and let's talk about turf.
All right.
You ready?
You know, there's not a lot of rewarding jobs, but this is one that's very exciting to me.
It is, and he took me on a tour Friday, and I'll tell you, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but you've done a lot of hard work, and I appreciate that. Our kids are going to be super excited.
Well, there's a lot of folks that put a lot of hard work and a lot of planning in advance of this project that made this possible, so a lot of credit goes other places.
We have two turf fields in our county at Pisgah and Tuscola, our high school, C.E. Weatherby Stadium and Pisgah Memorial Stadium, and I think the turf you said had been there, the existing turf, for 12 years.
That's correct.
That was our first time we got turf 12 years ago. Why did we do that? You played on that field and coached on that field. Why did we decide to go the turf route, you think, 12 years ago?
Right. Well, anytime there's change, there's mixed emotions. There's a sentimental attachment to the natural grass playing surface, but, you know, artificial turf is never a cost savings. There's nothing where you could ever recoup all of your costs for putting down artificial turf versus natural grass. However, the reason the decision was made is it drastically increased the amount of time and the number of kids that could use those turfs. In the old days when I was coaching, I can remember a heavy rainstorm, and then we played, and it just demolished the field, tore the turf all to the natural grass all to pieces, and it just looked really bad and worn, you know, usually by about the fourth or fifth game of the season. And so that required the school system to limit how many folks used it and on what days and following inclement weather events, but you don't have to contend with that with turf. So our youth leagues get to use it a great deal, and our high schools and our middle schools, and it looks good the year throughout. But that was the main focus, was to be able to have a surface that lots of kids could use multiple times throughout a season.
It has been very beneficial. Yeah. So 12 years, it served us well. Did we need it? How bad did we need this turf replaced? I know they told me when I was a principal at Pisgah, it's going to last 10 years. We got 12 years out of it. But how bad a shape was it?
Yeah, the AstroTurf, the folks that installed the initial turf, warrantied those fields for 10 years, and beyond that, they made no promises. I'll throw a plug in for AstroTurf there again. Replacing the turf for us this year, and they've done a phenomenal job. We're very pleased with their work. But we probably could have squeezed maybe another year out of it. They do what's called a GMAX testing on artificial surfaces. What happens over time, the rubber pellets that actually fill the piles of artificial grass to add padding, over time they become compacted and they create hard spots. And what we were noticing beyond year 10 is more and more of those hard spots. Now you can go in and groom the field and soften those hard spots up and make it ready and safe for play again, but we're having to do that more and more often in more and more locations on the field. So yes, it would have been safe to play for one more year, but it was requiring a large amount of maintenance, and the money had been allocated and planned for and budgeted for by previous boards and by our current board, and so the money was there, and we felt like it was a good time to go ahead and replace the fields.
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, I know football, and your son plays soccer, too, and football, but these fields are used a lot with our youth soccer, and years ago they weren't, you know, when there were grass fields as much. So our soccer used them, our youth soccer, our club soccer, our school soccer, and our middle schools.
Right.
So they're used pretty much year-round.
Yeah, and it also serves, you know, a lot of communities. I know Clyde Youth Football plays at Pisgah some, and we've got Canton Youth and Bethel Youth and Waynesville Youth all using these artificial turfs. And so to see money put to good use and serve our kids on a repeated basis is just, I feel like there's no better way to spend the money.
Well, and you picked a good time, you know, with COVID, not being able to play football this fall, which has not been a good thing. But as far as turf replacement goes, that worked out. So we will be ready for the spring. But just talk to the listeners about the process. I know there are a lot of steps in this.
Yeah, the first step was, number one, the timing question. And with COVID, we were unsure when or if they would ever release a competitive schedule or a contest schedule. And we were kind of in a rock and a hard place in that if we had begin replacing the turf when we were sent home for COVID, the possibility at that time still existed that we could be getting kids back at the end of the year, and then we would be looking at our senior girls and junior girls who play soccer and saying, we're sorry, we have your field tore up, we're replacing the turf. So we didn't want that. And so then became the waiting game of when would sports resume. And so we had to kind of wait for the High School Athletic Association to release a schedule to make sure we could complete turf replacement prior to the start back of sports. And so the minute we got that schedule and we knew when soccer and football and those sports that use the field would play, then we could schedule a time to replace the turf and not impact any of the sports seasons. So ahead of all that, so that's the timing issue and why we did what we did. And it worked out pretty good for us. There was a huge savings there of about $600,000, anywhere between $400,000 and $600,000, because it was an odd time, which meant that folks who typically do artificial turfs don't have other jobs scheduled, and so they're looking to pick up work. So that was a huge saving. So it worked out just as in our favor. So the first thing we did was we put out what's called an RFP, or a request for proposal, asking local and really nationwide, anyone can put in as an architect or engineer to design the field. We were fortunate to have a highly qualified designer right here in Waynesville. And that was Civil Design Concepts and Patrick Bradshaw. He seemed more qualified than most and equally as qualified as some. And he did the previous field planning, and he's done a great job this time as well. And so after that, he generated a set of plans that he took to each of the respective high schools, the coaches, athletic director, principal, all poured over those plans and come up with the markings that you see on the field. And I think they did just a fantastic job with the graphics and the colors and the double piping or multicolor striping for in between the yards, the 5-yard marks, that I think that just looks great. It's a beautiful finished product. And credit goes to the schools there in fleshing out those plans.
So they got to pick their own design.
They did.
Okay,
so
Tuscola and Pisgah, like we love to do in Haywood County, it's from their school. It's their
right.
design.
That's right. And I had my own inclinations when I seen the white Tuscola tee at midfield on paper. I wasn't overly impressed, but all the credit in the world to the school. It turned out just absolutely beautiful.
It looks awesome. Yeah, it looks really good.
And equally the same at Pisgah. The large black P outlined in red and the paws. The Pisgah High School did just a fantastic job of creating the graphics for their field. So it looks really, really good.
So if they don't like the design, they don't need to call you.
That's exactly right.
Just kidding. No, everybody, you're going to love them. Both of the fields look really incredible.
They look great.
They do. So when are we going to be ready to go?
We have a completion date. The fields are in. The turf is down. The curbing's poured. We've got a few corrections at CU Weatherby that we need to take care of. We've got to finish the cheer platforms. Those are being worked on as we speak. That said, they should be ready to go when the soccer kicks off in January, they should be ready to go and put to good use. So can't wait to see the kids' faces when they lay eyes on it for the first time.
Boys soccer's up first.
Boys soccer is up first.
Okay, so listen, listeners, you got to go and look, check these fields out. The gates are locked normally, but if not, you can go in if people are working. Go out and look. It's worth the, it's definitely worth a visit to our two high schools. Thank you for all your work, Dr. Putnam.
Thank you.
So excited.
My pleasure.
I know. Have a great day, Haywood County, and thanks for listening.